From the horse capital of the world, the great city of Lexington, Kentucky, welcome to Red Barn Radio. Wherever in the world you're listening, join us as we celebrate the music and artists of Kentucky. Tonight, Red Barn Radio presents a concert performance with the Eastern Kentucky University Guitar Ensemble, directed by Dr. Dennis Davis. Also on tonight's broadcast, a special guest, an amazing 15-year-old vocalist, Tabby Jervis, with her guitarist, David McLean. That's coming up on Red Barn Radio.
Thank you. Red Barn Radio is brought to you with the financial support of Visit Lex, Lexington, Kentucky's Convention and Visitors Bureau. Planning to visit Lexington or just looking for more information, Visit Lex is on the web at visitlex.com. We're more than just bluegrass. LexArts, Lexington, Kentucky's Arts Council, creating a great American city inspired by the arts. We'd like to thank Sims Pizzeria and Soda Fountain for supplying food each week for our musical guests and volunteers. Chef Greg Scott and Sims Pizzeria and Ice Cream Parlor is located just minutes from Lexington in historic Wilmore, Kentucky. For more information, see Sims Pizzeria and Soda Fountain on Facebook. The Bourbon Barrel Guitar Company and their master craftsman Mike Mankel, who creates amazing artistic and functionally superior electric guitars from reclaimed bourbon barrels. Mike's on Facebook and also on the web at bourbonbarrelguitar.com. The Twisted Cork, Lexington's only drive-through full-service liquor store and bar. They feature craft beer, wine, and all your favorites. The Twisted Cork has live music Wednesday, Friday, and Saturday nights and hosts the Red Barn Radio Open Mic every Sunday evening, located at Partner Place just off Clay's Mill Road. For more information, they're on the web at twistedcorklex.com. The Griffin Gate Marriott Resort and Spa is Red Barn Radio's guest accommodation partner, providing hotel accommodations for our musical guests. Located in the heart of bluegrass, horse, and bourbon country, the Griffin Gate Marriott Resort and Spa is the ideal choice for your next visit to Lexington, Kentucky.
Good evening, and welcome to Red Barn Radio. I'm Liza Binford, and along with Brad Becker, we welcome you to Red Barn Radio's 576th live concert performance. Right. Now in our 16th broadcast season. Tonight, we are pleased to present another night of great live music with a visit from the Eastern Kentucky University Guitar Ensemble, directed by Dr. Dennis Davis. And also tonight, a special guest, an amazing 15-year-old vocalist, Tabby Jervis. Appearing with Tabby tonight is guitarist David McLean. The Eastern Kentucky University Guitar Ensemble features undergraduate and graduate guitar majors and minors performing literature that spans from the Renaissance to the modern era. Tonight, we begin with the Eastern Kentucky University Guitar Ensemble in a concert performance. Please welcome them to the Red Barn stage.
Thank you.
Here's Red Barn Radio's Brad Becker speaking with Dr. Dennis Davis.
Our ensemble, the guitar ensemble, the history of it is a derivative of the string quartet. Actually, guitar and consort has happened since the Renaissance. So there's a long history of guitar and consort, but back then it was a family of instruments. You had a bass guitar, alto, soprano, tenor, etc., that would play together in consort.
How long has the ensemble existed at EKU?
Since 1994.
Did you start it?
I did.
And what's your guitar history?
Started playing when I was 9, and I borrowed a cousin's guitar and learned how to play on it. And I'm left-handed, but I learned how to play right-handed. From that point, I decided when I got to college, I came to UK on a music scholarship, but it was in voice, and discovered they had a guitar program there, and decided that I wanted to do that instead. So I switched to guitar, and then I went ahead and got 2 undergraduate degrees because my relatives firmly believed I would make no money in music and would not be able to play guitar for a living, and my grandmother thought it was the devil's instrument.
You came from a musical family, right?
That's right.
So they obviously endorsed the idea that you would pursue music.
Well, had it been piano, my grandmother would have been thrilled by it because she had the franchise for the Wurlitzer Piano and Organ Company in Owensboro. But she also had guitars in the store, and that was the problem. So when I was 5 and 6, they couldn't keep me off of the guitars. So I studied that and went ahead and graduated from UK and earned my master's from U of L, and then came back to UK and got my doctorate in musicology.
Thank you.
What we just heard was by Celso Machado, and we've heard four dances by him. Ponteo was like a prelude. And the last two dances were like line dances. He's a Brazilian composer, so those titles are in Portuguese, and my Portuguese chops are not really not very good. Frevo is like a fervor. Ponteo literally means prelude. So that was the first one that you heard. So throughout the evening, you're going to hear solos. And the first song you heard was Lotus Eaters by Andrew York. And how many of you know what Lotus Eaters? Are you familiar with the name? Have you heard that before? It's in Greek mythology. There was an island where the inhabitants, basically the whole island was covered with the lotus plant. And if you ate this plant, you became very happy and lethargic and peaceful. So that song was based on that plant.
Red Barn Radio welcomes Tabby Jervis, our special guest for this evening. Tabby, 15, was born in Lexington, Kentucky. She attended Garden Springs Elementary and then was offered a place at Scapa Bluegrass, her major being voice and her minor, the saxophone. In 2015, Tabby moved with her family to England, where her parents are from, and now attends the Bourne Academy. The summer of 2017 saw the highlight of Tabby's career to date as she appeared in the British ITV series, The Voice Kids, which featured celebrity coaches. Performing with Tabby tonight is guitarist David McLean. Please welcome her to the Red Barn stage.
The world was on fire. No one could save me but you. It's strange what desire will make people do. And I never dreamed that I'd meet somebody like you. I never dreamed that I'd love somebody like you. And I don't wanna fall in love. No, I don't wanna fall in love with you. Make me feel this way. What a wicked thing to do. Let me dream of you. What a wicked thing to say. That you never felt this way. What a wicked thing to do. No, I don't wanna fall in love.
Thank you.
Here's Redbone Radio's Brad Becker speaking with Tabby Jervis. Here's Brad.
Wow, how about that? That was beautiful.
Thank you very
much. Yeah. You're playing with David McLean, and David, you've been on here before. Tabby, you went to SCAPA. Was that the very first sort of arts school that you attended?
Yes. Leading up to that, I was at Garden Springs, as you said, and I did choirs and stuff there. And apart from that, I sort of just sang on my own just at home. And then actually, I got asked to sing at my teacher's wedding as well, which was great.
Oh, all right.
Yeah.
I'm interested in your training and what kinds of training have really made a big difference for you. You've got this style that's your very own, and that's just terrific. You also have got some good training under your belt.
All the training I got in SCAPA, but I never really had music lessons up until I sort of went to the UK as such, because I just had all the classical training behind me from SCAPA, which was amazing. The teachers there are amazing. Just leading up to that, I never really had any vocal training or any vocal lessons. I just sort of had what I had at SCAPA and what I had at Garden Springs, just the music teachers there just to guide me until I moved away, which was all I really had.
Yeah, and is the Bourne Academy where you attend now?
Yeah.
You are, a sophomore?
Equivalent to a sophomore.
To a sophomore. Is that an arts academy?
No, it's not an arts academy, but they do have a very good music program there, and the teachers there are also very good at guiding me and making me stronger as a performer and teaching me more things about music as well, which is great.
Do you read music?
I do read music, mostly because I learnt to read music with saxophone, but that also helps me with singing as well. So definitely the training I'm getting now is amazing. I have a teacher called Justina back in England, and she's helping me grow and adding more things to my knowledge that I already know. And then she just, anything that I don't know, she just adds on to it every single time I have a new lesson. So like I'm learning improv now and learning how to like go under a piece of music that I've never heard before and just like sing on top of it, which I have to do for grades and things. So she's teaching me like a world of stuff that I'd never learned before, and it's just great.
Tell us about the TV experiences.
My voice teacher knew about it from like the moment I signed up to audition, for like the very first audition. She helped me pick out all my audition songs I had to go through all the stages with, and she sort of said, yeah, that's a good one, you should do that one. And especially all the people on the show as well, all the vocal coaches on the show help build your songs up more.
You have songs of your own that you've written?
Partial songs.
Okay.
Like I just write songs and then I go back and tweak them and things, and yeah, I sometimes write a bit of music.
So you need to get somebody who will help you not to tweak them too much and just trust yourself and what you do.
I'm hoping to do some co-writes as well, which would be fun. So
we look forward to watching where you go and what you do, and thanks for coming to share a couple of songs with us tonight on Red Barn.
It's lovely to be here.
Three little birds sat on my window, and they told me I don't need to worry. Summer came like cinnamon, so sweet. Little girls double dutch on the concrete. Maybe sometimes we got it wrong, but it's alright. The more you seem to change, the more they stay the same. Don't you hesitate, girl, put your records on. Tell me your favorite song. You go ahead, let your hair down. Sapphire faded jeans, I hope you get your dreams. Just go ahead, let your hair down. You're gonna find yourself somewhere, somehow. Blue as the sky, somber and lonely. Sipping tea at the bar by the roadside. Don't you let those other boys fool you. You gotta love that Afro hairdo. Maybe sometimes we feel afraid, but it's alright. The more you stay the same, the more they seem to change. Don't you think it's strange? Girl, put your records on. Tell me your favorite song. You go ahead, let your hair down. Sapphire faded jeans, I hope you you get your dreams, just go ahead, let your head down. You're gonna find yourself somewhere, somehow, just more than I could take. Pity for pity's sake, some nights kept me awake. I thought that I was stronger, when you gonna realize that you don't even have to try any longer. Do what you wanna do, girl, put your records on, tell me your favorite song. You go ahead, let your head down. Sapphire faded jeans, I hope you get your dreams, just go ahead, let your head down. Girl, put your records on, tell me your favorite song. You go ahead, let your head down. Sapphire faded jeans, I hope you get your dreams, just go ahead, let your head down. You're gonna find yourself somewhere, somehow.
Thank you.
Coming up, more Red Barn Radio with the Eastern Kentucky University Guitar Ensemble, recorded live from the Performance Hall at Arts Place in Lexington, Kentucky. We're back with the Eastern Kentucky University Guitar Ensemble after this break. This is Red Barn Radio.